From Quality Radio Productions, it's another edition of The Jazz Scene. I'm Jake Longwell. Getting the hour underway with classic sounds from pianist Red Garland and his quintet. Sessions recorded for the Prestige label in 1957 and 58 for the album Dig It, with Donald Byrd on trumpet, John Coltrane tenor sax. Of course, Red Garland and John Coltrane were active as part of Miles Davis' band at this time. Also, George Joyner bass and Art Taylor on drums. This is their take of a Charlie Parker tune, Billy's Bounce.
Thank you. Thank you.
Classic sounds from the George Benson Quartet. Long before he became known as a contemporary jazz and R&B guitarist and singer, George was very much a straight-ahead jazz musician, as demonstrated by this session, recorded sometime in 1973 at the Casa Caribe Club in Plainfield, New Jersey. The entire performance issued as a 2-CD set, the album After Hours, live at Casa Caribe Club, George Benson on guitar and vocals, Mickey Tucker piano, George DeVivier bass, and Al Harewood on drums. And these guys really stretch out on these performances. Most of them clock in at well over 10 minutes. We heard their take of the Sonny Rollins tune, Olio. The Red Garland Quintet before that, featuring John Coltrane on tenor sax. Their take of Charlie Parker's Billy's Bounce from the album Dig It. We'll begin this set with classic sounds from Vibes player Bobby Hutcherson. Sessions recorded in 1969 at Rudy Van Gelder's Englewood Cliffs, New Jersey studio. The album Medina with Stanley Cowell on piano, Harold Land tenor sax, Reggie Johnson bass, and Joe Chambers on drums. Though these sessions were recorded in 69, they were not issued for the first time until 1980 on vinyl, with subsequent CD reissues. This is the opening track, a Bobby Hutcherson original, Avis.
Remind me not to find you so attractive. Remind me that the world is full of men. When I start to miss you, to touch your hand, to kiss you, remind me to count to ten. I had a feeling when I met you. You drive me crazy if I let you. But all my efforts to forget you remind me I'm in love again.
Thank you.
Some European jazz wrapping up that set. A quartet fronted by Hungarian pianist Emil Spanyi, and a track from their 2019 release Quad, with Florent Suchet guitar, Anders Ulrich bass, and Simon Bernier on drums. We heard Should I Justify? Before that, from 1962, Doris Day on vocals with Andre Previn on piano. Doris Day will always be remembered as a pop singer and film star, but her musical roots are in jazz. She began her professional career with Les Brown's orchestra during World War II. Occasionally, throughout her long career, Ms. Day revisited her jazz roots, such is the case with this classic for Columbia from the early 60s. The album Duet, as I said, Doris Day on voice, Andre Previn piano, with his working trio at the time, Red Mitchell on bass and Frank Capp on drums. Red and Frank sitting out for that track. The album Duet, we heard Remind Me. And we began the set with Bobby Hutcherson on vibes. From 1969, the album Medina, we heard Avis. You are listening to The Jazz Scene. I'm Jake Longwell. If you want to get in touch, our email address is qualityradioproductions@gmail.com, and our website, qualityradioproductions.blogspot.com. This is program 1916. We'll begin our final set of the hour with another pianist leading another quartet. This time, the pianist is David Kikoski, and another album from 2019, the album Phoenix Rising, with the great Eric Alexander on tenor sax, Peter Washington bass, and Joe Farnsworth on drums. This piece is from the John Coltrane songbook, Lazy Bird. Thank you.
Thank you.
Going back to 1979 for an album featuring two flute players from the world of jazz, Sam Most and Joe Farrell. The album, appropriately titled Flute Talk, released on the long-defunct Xanadu label. This LP has never been reissued on CD that I know of. With Mike Wooford on piano, in 2000, Mike Wooford would marry another jazz flute player, Holly Hoffman, and he's participated on several of her recordings since. The rest of the personnel for Flute Talk, Bob Magnuson on bass, who also has worked with Ms. Hoffman, and Roy McCurdy on drums. We heard another piece from the Charlie Parker songbook, Kim. Before that, pianist Sonny Clark and his trio from 1958, the album Blues in the Night, another session recorded by the great Rudy Van Gelder, this time at his Hackensack, New Jersey studio. Sonny Clark on piano, Paul Chambers bass, and Wes Landers on drums. We heard their take of the standard Can't We Be Friends? And we began the set with David Kokoski on piano leading his quartet, featuring Eric Alexander on sax, and their take of John Coltrane's Lazy Bird from their 2019 release, Phoenix Rising. That does it for this hour of the program. My name is Jake Longwell. Thank you, as always, for your company. Please join me again when you can for another hour of the very best in jazz. The Jazz Scene is distributed by Quality Radio Productions.